This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Basketball is battling their way through the ACC, which means it's time to talk all things Georgia Tech on the Damon Stoudemire Show.
Gets a clear out. He swings back and jams it down. Down the right side of the lane. Rising to the rafters at McCamish.
We'll hear from Georgia Tech basketball head coach Damon Stoudemire as we gear up for another week of Georgia Tech hoops. Now here's the voice of the Jackets, Andy Demetra.
Yeah, back at it. Glad to have you with us for another Monday night of the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network. And boy, what a way to send off the seniors and close down the home schedule at McCamish on Saturday, 85-76. If you didn't join us, Yellow Jackets got the job done versus Florida State. Gives Georgia Tech its first ACC win streak of the season. Not a moment too soon, with the regular season wrapping up this week with a pair of road rematches, Virginia on Saturday, and then tomorrow night here in Winston-Salem as your Yellow Jackets take on the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. 9 o'clock, the tip time at Joel Coliseum. We'll see if the Jackets can turn that two-game streak into a three-game streak. My name is Andy Demetra. Great to have you with us. Over the next hour, we'll certainly break down how Georgia Tech reversed a loss in Tallahassee in early January into a win on Senior Day on Saturday, and what it'll take to do the same against the Wake Forest team that's tied for fifth in the ACC at 10-8 in conference play. Without further ado, though, let's welcome in the head coach himself, Damon Stoudemire. Coach, good to see you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Randy Waters and I were joking after we signed off on Saturday. I think it was Alabama A&M the last time that we had a broadcast where Georgia Tech kind of was able to get to that finish line, and it didn't come down to the wire, and nobody had to sweat it out. That was really consistent offense against Florida State, really connected defense as well. What in your mind made up the best parts of that win on Saturday?
I thought that we just did a good job of playing the right way on the offensive end, sharing the ball. And then on the defensive end, I thought we did a really good job of, you know, just, you know, being in gaps, helping each other, and limiting them to one shot. You know, last time we played them, you know, I thought they, you know, their pressure hurt us, but then I just thought they did a good job of getting downhill against us, on getting downhill offensively for them. And, you know, we just did a totally, we did a really good job, you know, for most of the game of keeping them out of the paint. And again, like I said, limiting them to one shot.
May not have been something that registered once that ball was tipped. I'm sure it was in your mind leading up to the game and certainly in the locker room afterwards. As a coach, how satisfying is it knowing that you give your three seniors, Cal Sturtevant, Tyjon Claude, Carter Murphy, that kind of send-off? All three guys were on the floor. Kyle and Tyjon were terrific, but all those three guys wrap up their home careers with a win.
Yeah, no, it was huge, and I know for them last game, and you know, we had a nice crowd, nice early game, you know, but they've all had their contributions throughout the season at certain points. Obviously, Kyle, you know, has been really he's been consistent for us. Ty has played a lot of good minutes, and you know, Carter, it's crazy because I think about Carter a lot, and even in early on in the year, he started playing a little bit, and then he got injured, and that hurt him, you know what I mean? But it's been a joy to be around him, and I think I said it on Saturday, he's a guy that exudes what you want from him.
Yeah, you hate it for the young man that he had to miss 12 games because of that ankle injury when this is his only year that he has left. But great to see him, and better than that, hear the ovation when you beckon him to the scorer's table in the final couple of minutes. Kyle Sturtevant, in his long Georgia Tech career, never had as high scoring a game at McCamish Pavilion as the one he had on Saturday. 20 points. He was 4 of 6 from three. How did he steady things offensively where you guys were able to not only gap Florida State, but extend that in the second half?
Well, I thought he did a good job of, you know, coming in and when we were stagnant a little bit. You know, I won't even stay stagnant. We just didn't hit a shot. You know, he came in and made shots for us. I thought being being aggressive, you know, getting downhill, drawing fouls, and then, you know, that set up his three ball, and he made some big-time threes. And, you know, he did a really good job. You know, he was really good for us on Saturday. And he's been, you know, over the course of the last, you know, 7, 8, 9 games, you know, he's been, you know, playing really well.
He's been sensational in your ACC wins. 6 ACC wins now. Kyle is averaging close to 16 points and better than 4 assists per game, and he's 44% from threes. So he is really delivered to help you get those ACC wins. And then Tyjean Claude tied a season high with 10 rebounds. 6 of those were offensive. The only other time Tyjean had double-digit rebounds was the season opener versus Georgia Southern. And it may not have been reflected in his rebound total, but he made hustle plays galore against Florida State. How did he change the energy when he was on the floor Saturday?
Well, I just thought he did a really good job of competing. You know, that's first and foremost. Ty, you know, he's always been a guy that I think wants to compete, but, you know, Andy, he did a really good job of getting on the ground for some loose balls. You know, he really helped us, you know, in making 50-50 plays. And, you know, he was instrumental and big, you know, down there. Played big, you know, he played a long stretch, you know, and he did a really good job for us.
It wasn't easy. He's 6'7", or at least that's what he's listed at. But Florida State has this parade of long arms, 6'10", 6'11 guys. And that brings me to the next number, 55 rebounds. We had to thumb through the record books afterwards to find out the last time Georgia Tech had that many rebounds in an ACC game. It turns out that was the second most rebounds Georgia Tech ever had versus an ACC opponent. It's most since 1996, when the Jackets had, coincidentally, 56 against Florida State. And this came against a Florida State team that's number one in the nation in average height, according to KenPom. You were -7 on the glass versus them in Tallahassee. What was that biggest difference on the boards between game one and game two, and why you were able to control the board so thoroughly on Saturday?
Well, I think, you know, we attacked the glass. You know, Tafar did a really good job. And the first time we played him, I don't remember the numbers, but he didn't have the same impact on the game. You know, he's going to be by, and then Ty rebound. I thought our guards did a good job of coming back and helping rebound. You know, that's the one thing I talked about. We need to make a concerted effort staying on that glass all game. That was important to me because you know how physical, you know, that Florida State is, and you know how athletic those guys are. And, you know, when you're known for something, they allow you to do certain things. And so them attacking the offensive glass was going to be a really big key for us winning the game, and we did a good job of keeping them off. And then we got our own rebounds as well, like you said. You know, to out rebound them by 22, man, was amazing.
And not only that, but not too long ago you out rebounded Syracuse +21. Your last 4 games are really getting after it on the glass, +53 combined in rebounding margin. You noted by Dongo, 15 points. He had 14 rebounds, which was the second most of his likely freshman all-ACC season. How did he manage to stay effective versus Florida State's length?
Well, I thought one thing that helped buy out is I think he made some early shots as well. We did a good job in our switch attack of getting the ball to him, and then he took his time and he was able to score. I think that helped. And then, you know, again, I think I seen a stat, but it's a real stat. When the secondary big, you know, has a decent effort for us, you know what I mean, whether that's tied to Farr or whoever, you know, we're usually a plus 10 to 12 points on most teams. And I think that's what happened with Bai. When we can get them other guys to play well with him, like, that makes us a better team. And I think that had something to do with it as well.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Bai, you've said all season long, Bai is Bai. But then to get nearly a double-double from Tyjean and Tafar once again, filled up the stat sheet. We'll talk about his performance versus Florida State on the other side of the break. But just a complete connected 40 minutes of basketball to draw the curtain down for good at McCamus Pavilion this year. 85-76, and that gives Georgia Tech some inertia heading into the final week of the regular season again tomorrow night. Tip time at 9 o'clock between your Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets and the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. We'll hit our first timeout. Plenty more to get to on this Monday night of the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show, and it continues after this on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Here comes the Ramblin' Wreck. My family and I love watching Georgia Tech football. Though it's hard to choose between the big screen at home and the excitement of being in the stands. Either way, SCANA Energy's part of the action as a proud partner of Georgia Tech. So join SCANA and my family in cheering on the Yellow Jackets this season. Sign up with SCANA today and get up to $100. Call 877-GO-SCANA or visit scanaenergy.com/jackets for details. Limited time offer, terms and conditions apply.
Every day, this talented lineup brings it. Power, versatility, and the ability to outwork and outthink the competition. The dynamic Ford Escape SUV, fan favorite Ford Explorer, and the built wild Ford Bronco Sport. This lineup is destined to create classic moments. See your local Ford dealer today. Greatness starts here. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change.
With the Kroger app, shopping online with pickup and delivery is the same as shopping in-store. Same low prices, same personalized deals, same rewards on the same high-quality items like Honeycrisp apples and pasta sauce with no hidden fees or markups. It's one small click for groceries, one big win for busy families everywhere. Start your cart today at Kroger.com. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Listen up, Yellow Jackets. Westmar is now leasing for fall 2024. We are excited to announce our partnership with Westmar Lofts. All-inclusive rates and fully furnished apartments located right in the heart of West Midtown. They offer Georgia Tech students a private shuttle service that takes you to campus every day and recently renovated floor plans and amenities. Westmar Lofts offers the lowest rates in the city. Stop by and tour today. Call 404-897-1003 for more information on their current specials for fall 2024.
You know Georgia Tech basketball is exciting to watch, but here's something you might not see. Many of the mechanical and HVAC systems on Tech's campus that make game day and everyday comfortable were built by the hands of a United Association Local Union 72 plumber, pipe fitter, or HVAC technician. We do important work that makes a difference. If you're smart, like making great money, working with your hands, and you want a career that makes a difference, join us. Visit UA72.org.
Okay, now everybody in.
I volunteer for the third row. This sacrifice is my destiny. I can curl my legs up like a pretzel so everybody's suitcases can fit. And, hey, it's actually super nice back here.
Finally, a three-row SUV where everybody wins. The first ever Lexus TX. See your Atlanta area Lexus dealer.
Every Georgia Tech game is on Atlanta's flagship station for the Yellow Jackets. This is The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. This is the Coach Damon Stoudemire Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
As we turn towards the ACC tournament in Washington, D.C., still a lot of seeds to be decided, a lot of standings still to be settled for the final two games of the regular season for your Yellow Jackets. And again, it continues tomorrow night. Georgia Tech versus Wake Forest, round two, 9 o'clock tip time, 8:30 airtime here in the Georgia Tech Sports Network. But let's continue to break down that 85-76 win over Florida State on Saturday. Big thanks to all of you who came out not only Saturday, but all season long to McCamus Pavilion. Year one for you, Damon, proud on the sidelines in McCamus Pavilion. What has the fan support, the crowd support of McCamus meant to you, seeing it, hearing it in year one as head coach?
It's meant a lot. It's important to build up, to get that crowd behind you. It's important to put some wins in your hat to where they can kind of hang their hat on something too. And, I would say, through some of the inconsistencies that we had, you know, winning and beating Duke early really helped us. And I think that, you know, it showed that we could play with anyone in the country. And from that, you know, from there, you know, I just think, like, our crowd was great. I can think of numerous times where, you know, some people might not necessarily look at it this way, but, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do on Tuesdays and Wednesday nights, but they were coming and filling the building, you know, and our students were really, really good as well, you know. And so I appreciate everyone that supported us. And, you know, as we move forward, I said it after the Duke game, but you see visions of what's to come, and, you know, I'm excited about the future.
We don't want to get too far into a discussion about the future because you still have two regular season games, and you control your own destiny like everybody else in the ACC tournament. But if you look at the ACC standings right now, you've beaten four of the top five teams in the league. How does that give you encouragement in what you're building and give you and your staff and your players that proof of concept that you know can be so powerful as you go from year one to year two?
It gives me and the staff a lot of encouragement. The thing about it is you know, it's even today, you know, we didn't have the greatest practice today, you know, and that's the thing that you know, most people don't understand is you're fighting consistency. And so what happens is you win a big game against, you know, Florida State. And, you know, the crazy thing about that, going into each of those games that we've won, we've not only beaten four of the top five teams in the league, but every team that we've played has had at least a 500 record that we've beaten going into the game. And so what happens is it's like, guys want a pat on the back for winning games. And I'm like, nah, you got to get greedy. As a player, you know, when I play, I got greedy. When I tasted success, I wanted more. And that's what we're trying to breed in. And that's the fight. That's the battle every single day with these guys. But, you know, as you move forward, we do have a lot that we can hang our hat on.
You said it wasn't a great practice today. Did you center guys maybe fighting that temptation to pat themselves on the back? You needed to keep their focus on the task at hand and making sure they don't get complacent?
Yeah, I mean, I stopped practice and, you know, I had them jog around the gym one time. And
as you jog, know, sort of in air quotes here?
Yeah, it's let's get the celebratory lap out the way, mm-hmm. pat on the back, but we got to get to work because that game was over at 2 o'clock Saturday, and at midnight it turned Sunday. You got to let it go, and that's what good teams do. They don't rest on their laurels. You know, you try to keep the momentum going.
But you did do that because you were able to follow that Miami win with the win over Florida State. So, like you said, finally have that first ACC win streak of the season. Did it feel odd getting that win on Saturday without having it come down to the wire? You know, Randy and I even remarked the atmosphere in the final couple of minutes. It was an interesting energy at McCamish because I don't think Tech fans quite knew what to make of it. Like, wait a second, there's not going to be a comeback. There's not going to be any fingernails I need to chew off here. You guys kept that lead in double digits, and it took kind of a flurry in the final minute or two for Florida State just to get it to a single digit margin.
Well, I will say this. I agree with you, you know, and it felt good not to have to go down to the wire. But the one thing that I will say, and if you even looked at me on the sideline, see, you know, Florida State keeps coming.
I saw them hit those corner threes, and I saw you kind of wince it a bit.
Well, they score, but it was more us. Like, mm-hmm. keep trying to score. Mm-hmm. Like, don't be pulling the ball out. You know, when it got to, you know, it got to a certain point, yes, we could pull the ball out. We could play deeper into the possessions. But, you know, it was about, you know, after the under four timeout, you know, we just kept trying to score. And I think that's one thing that we did better in this game is we kept scoring the ball. So we didn't play on our heels. And sometimes I think when we've gotten leads, we've played on our heels.
Droughts and runs. We've talked about both of those all season. Trying to avoid going into those offensive ruts, and usually it works hand in hand with you giving up a run to the other team. That was never the case on Saturday. Florida State's largest run of the game was 6-0, and that was on the back-to-back threes by Darren Green Jr. in the first half. And there was never really a protracted stretch in the game where you guys were held without a point or a field goal. To what do you attribute that, particularly in the second half, making sure that Florida State could never build anything that gave them confidence in chipping down that deficit?
I thought we just, you know, the guys really locked in and they really stuck to the game plan. You know, I think that was the biggest thing. Even like at the beginning of the second half, I didn't necessarily think we were playing hard. And I kept on saying, you know, we got to play harder, you know. But once the game settled in, you know, we were able to score and we were able to keep getting stops, you know. Is that one of the biggest things, the biggest thing about this game, you know, and pretty much, you know, from start to finish having a lead, was that we didn't give up offensive rebounds. You know, we were rebounding with two hands, so, and along with not giving up offensive rebound and getting the ball, we weren't knocking out of bounds and it was day ball. You know, we didn't do a lot of that. It wasn't a lot of that. We won the 50-50 plays, and I think that that's one of the reasons that, you know, it seemed like we were in control.
Turnovers are a constant hazard against Florida State, and you committed 16 of them, but points off turnovers is only -2, and Florida State only scored 2 points off turnovers in the second half. How did you evaluate the way your team overall handled Florida State's pressure? I know it wasn't perfect. They got some deflections, but there wasn't a huge disparity in their ability to convert off of them than you may have thought.
Well, I thought we did a good job. I was a little concerned when Kowesi threw the ball right to somebody the first play of the game.
Well, yeah.
I was like, but you know, I thought we did a good job. We had 16 turnovers, but I don't think that the turnovers impacted the game, and a lot of them to me were unforced as well. You know, we got to be better with taking care of the ball. But the flip side of it is that we had 17 assists, and when we share the ball, we're just a better team. I want to look at our record when we got 15 plus assists, because when we share the ball, we just a better team. But when we got single digit assists, we're not that good.
Yeah, 17 assists, I think the number was, on 30 made field goals on Saturday. That's 57% assist rate, and that followed 73% assist rate versus Miami. So you guys sharing the basketball at a really high level down the stretch. We'll take another timeout. He's Damon Stoudemire. I'm Andy Demetri, visiting with you from Winston-Salem. Tonight or tomorrow at Joel Coliseum, Georgia Tech takes on Wake Forest at 9 o'clock. It's the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Atlanta's own New Realm Brewing Company is the official craft beer of Georgia Tech Athletics. In the stadium and around ATL, you can find New Realm's delicious Georgia Tech collaboration brews, Ale of an Engineer Golden Ale, and Hella Vienna Lager. Find them near you today by using the beer finder at newrealmbrewing.com and visit New Realm's Atlanta Brewery at 550 Somerset Terrace on the East Side Beltline Trail.
Looking for the perfect game day, or really any day food? Panko Chicken is your answer. You've never tasted anything as crave-worthy as Panko's award-winning, healthier chicken tenders, sandwiches, and their tacos are off the chain. It's Panko's unique Japanese-American spin that makes their chicken the crispiest, juiciest, and most flavor-packed chicken you've ever tasted. Panko also has a large selection of incredible vegan and vegetarian options. With locations throughout the metro area, it's easy to satisfy your healthy craving for the best chicken in Atlanta. Check them out at PankoChicken.com.
You know Georgia Tech basketball is exciting to watch. But here's something you might not see. Many of the mechanical and HVAC systems on Tech's campus that make game day and every day comfortable were built by the hands of a United Association Local Union 72 plumber, pipe fitter, or HVAC technician. We do important work that makes a difference. If you're smart, like making great money, working with your hands, and you want a career that makes a difference, join us. Visit UA72.org. Come stay at the Kimpton Shane Hotel, located in the heart of Atlanta's Midtown neighborhood, highlighting everything that makes the city iconic: food, music, art, and history. Between relaxing in the plush guest rooms and experiencing the luxury amenities, eating delicious cuisine rooted in Southern soul at Hartley Kitchen, or sipping one of the signature botanical drinks at the Aveline Cocktail Bar, you'll never want to leave the Shane. Go to ShaneHotelAtlanta.com and book your stay today.
recycle, compost, eat local, eat vegan. Don't use straws, don't use plastic bags, don't use hairspray, drive a hybrid, drive an electric. With so many ways to help the environment, it could be overwhelming. But the easiest way to make a difference can be as simple as paying your gas bill. With the Greener Life program from Georgia Natural Gas, your natural gas usage is carbon neutral. Join Greener Life to offset the carbon emissions from heating your home and help keep Georgia a little greener. Sign up today at gng.com/green.
With the Kroger app, shopping online with pickup and delivery is the same as shopping in-store. Same low prices, same personalized deals, same rewards on the same high-quality items like Honeycrisp apples and pasta sauce. With no hidden fees or markups. It's one small click for groceries, one big win for busy families everywhere. Start your cart today at Kroger.com. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stream every Georgia Tech game totally free on the all-new Fan app. Download it now for Apple or Android and listen to the Jackets anywhere. Latest on Yellow Jackets basketball. It's the Damon Stoudemire Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Once again, big thanks to all of you who filled the seats, not only Saturday, all season long at McCamish Pavilion. Thanks for keeping our ears ringing, and certainly we'll make sure that that vibration can continue for Georgia Tech as it heads on the road at trying to avenge a pair of defeats from earlier in the season. It starts tomorrow night. Georgia Tech versus Wake Forest. Demon Deacons are 15-0 at Joel Coliseum this year. So a better time to pin a first L to their name at Joel Coliseum this year. 9 o'clock tomorrow, the tip time, 8:30 airtime on the Georgia Tech Sports Network. All right, let's continue talking with Damon Stoudemire and Tafar Gapari. Another very full-bodied stat line for your sophomore. 8 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 blocks. An egregious goaltend. He was really wanting that fourth block. He sent that into orbit, but it was just an aggressive 40 minutes for Tafar, coach, and it seems like his confidence is rising with each game. Is his biggest growth here the last few weeks just simply from staying within himself?
Yeah, I think he's been, you know, he's been good, and, you know, I just think, like, only thing I care about is just don't settle for three-pointers. I'm not telling you not to shoot them when your feet are set, but you don't got to settle. Like, get in transition, you know, run for dunks, run for layups, rebound the ball, guard and defend, and that's what he's been doing. I think he's buying into getting lost in the little thing, into the little things, and that's what he's been doing.
I know that we joke about the plus-minus statistic that it can sometimes be like getting an A on the group project. You don't do much. The other four guys are doing everything, and you still get a healthy plus minus. But I found it interesting during this win streak. When Tafar is on the floor, Miami and Florida State, you guys are plus 30. When he's on the bench, you guys are minus 17. So Tafar is making some impact as well, and in some less obvious ways, some unseen ways. What are some of those areas where Tafar is being effective for you that may not be reflected in the box score?
Well, I mean, to me, he's just, you know, for instance, Saturday against Florida State, I just thought he did a good job on Miller and staying in between him and the basket, contesting his shots, you know, but then attacking at the same time when he had his opportunities, you know, getting rebounds, pushing the ball. He made a great pass to Bai. You know, I thought he, you know, against Miami, he did some really good things the same way. I just think, like, you know, and I've said this, you know, just, you know, he's slowly but surely but getting away from being a talented guy to being a production guy. You know, you don't always want to, you know, after a while when you're consistently saying a guy is talented, that means that you see something but you don't know what he's doing well. And so I think that, you know, I'll take it all the way back to when he went back into the starting lineup. You know, I think that he's really been playing well. And even in the games where, you know, we got blown out by Wake and then Clemson got after us really well, I thought he was good in those games. It's just hard to tell when, you know, the collective effort wasn't there and the collective, you know, us playing well collectively wasn't there. But he's been doing well. I'm happy for him.
It's the second straight game where he's thrown a dime in transition. That long bounce pass, and this time it was by Dongo finishing it on the other end. He's been studying those Damon Stoudemire mixtapes. That's like some Isaiah Thomas stuff, too. Isaiah loved those long bounces in transition, didn't he?
Yeah, no, he, you know, Isaiah was one of the best passers ever. But, you know, Tafar has really, really, you know, been impressing me. Just, you know, how he's been studying, staying the course. And you know what? I always say this, too. When someone is confident in themselves, you know, and I think he's becoming more confident in himself, it makes you more confident in him as a coach. You know what I mean? Like, when you're unsure about yourself as a player, it's hard to be sure about you as the coach. But you can tell, like, he's really comfortable in his own skin, and his game is trending in the right direction.
That's really fun to see when that light bulb flickers on for someone at this point in the season. Randy and I were also joking. It felt like the quietest 15-point game from Nathan on Saturday. It almost caught you by surprise. 15, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. What'd you make of his performance and the way he managed Florida State's length and their ball pressure?
I thought Nate did a really good job. You know, to me, you know, I try to tell Nate this a little bit, I got on him even in the last game. Like, there's a time, and I get on Kyle the same way, like, there's a time to over dribble, and then there's a time to just get off of it. Because it's like, you're out there just, you're getting your own self tired, if that makes sense, you know. So, I think that Nate, you know, in seeing the game, he has realized, like, they're starting to put bigger guys on them. That's a sign of respect. You know, they're trying to take you out of offense because they feel like if you're doing and probing and passing and everybody's involved, like, you know, we're a really good team. So you got to understand these things. Get off the ball. Let the ball get to the second side. Get to you. Then try to make a play. But thought he did a really good job. He made some shots early. I thought that helped him. You know, I really believe that multiple ball handlers in the game as well takes pressure off of him. And with Kyle, anytime Kyle's in the game and he's playing well, Miles in the game, you know, I think that helps Nate out as well. So, but again, like you said, you know, he did get lost a little bit in the game, but he had a really good game, solid floor game. And, you know, he just, you know, as he's, you know, the years went on, you know, he's improving, and, you know, he's only going to get better.
When did you know it was the right move to start playing Nate and Kyle at the same time? When did that kind of reveal itself to you and your staff?
I can't remember, but I should have did it earlier. And I've said it, you know, I think you need multiple ball handlers in college. You got to have guys that can – you got to have guards that can make plays, dribble pass, and shoot. And you know, it's not always easy because that comes at the expense of people. But, you know, I just feel like we're a better team, you know, when we play them together.
Is it harder to convince the point guards of that arrangement or that second guard? Because, you know, typically the point guards have that mindset of, hey, I have to run the show. But when you have a second guy out there, is that take an adjustment for them, a little bit of convincing on your part to them that, hey, this is going to work?
I think that it does, you know, but thing about it is I always say this. When I was in college, I played with a guy named Khalid Reeves, and, you know, we were essentially both point guards, and we both went lottery. We played off each other really well. We went to the Final Four, and, you know, you got to be able to learn how to play with really good players. That's a part of basketball, especially in 2024.
I didn't realize he had a third point guard in the second half at one point. Tyjon Claude with that press break, going coast to coast.
Yeah, you know, Ty, he snuck him a little bit. You know, he you know, they, you know, and that's another thing too. I just think, like, you know, with Ty, you know, and just those, you know, the support guys on the team, they just did a really good job of taking what was given to them, you know. And that was a heck of a play. Ty, you know, he catches in the middle of the press break, and he looked to his left and his right, didn't see nobody, and went coast to coast.
Okay, so Kyle afterwards was joking that, like, I taught that to Ty during the week. I told him, if it's there, go take it. Is Kyle pulling one on me, or was that just basketball instincts taking over for Ty?
I think Ty was Ty get a look in his eye where he gonna go shoot it anyway. You know, it's no different than anybody else. Ty, I don't think Kyle taught him that, but when he got that ball, you could tell. And I was, you know, and honestly, I don't mind. I think that was, again, that was when I said it earlier, that was one of the biggest keys to me in the game. We just kept scoring, you know.
That's a big aggressive momentum play, you know, and 6'7", 225, he's got a head of steam. I don't want to get in the way of that.
Yes. No.
Yeah. You mentioned Cody Reeves, your teammate at Arizona. He also a product of Christ the King High School in New York City. So there are a couple of point guards now that you're familiar with from Christ the King. Khalid Reeves is one. Jose Alvarado is the other.
Yep.
Pretty good point guard factory they got there at Christ the King High School. Let's hit another timeout. It's our second to last Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show of the season. We'll visit with you next Monday night ahead of Georgia Tech's opening round game in the ACC tournament. But again, there is seed for DC still to be determined, and a lot of that is in their hands with the outcome of their two games this week starting tomorrow night versus the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. The conversation continues after this. It's the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
You know Georgia Tech basketball is exciting to watch, but here's something you might not see. Many of the mechanical and HVAC systems on Tech's campus that make game day and every day comfortable were built by the hands of a United Association Local Union 72 plumber, pipe fitter, or HVAC technician. We do important work that makes a difference. If you're smart, like making great money, working with your hands, and you want a career that makes a difference, join us. Visit ua72.org.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every day, this talented lineup brings it. Power, versatility, and the ability to outwork and outthink the competition. The dynamic Ford Escape SUV, fan favorite Ford Explorer, and the built wild Ford Bronco Sport. This lineup is destined to create classic moments. See your local Ford dealer today. Greatness starts here. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change.
One of the toughest jobs in law enforcement is telling a family that a loved one has been killed by a drunk driver. That's why Georgia law enforcement works every day to keep drunk drivers off the road. Every DUI arrest could be one less family to lose someone to drunk driving. You can help. Hand the keys to a designated driver or call a ride service. It saves lives and prevents a costly DUI arrest. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
When you're looking for leading cardiac treatment, look to Northside Hospital Heart Institute. We lead with 5 emergency cardiac care centers, so we're here when you need us most. We lead with more than 55 locations in Georgia. That means we're always in the heart of your neighborhood. We lead with clarity, because clear direction is better when it comes to understanding every step of your treatment. Northside Hospital Heart Institute. We lead with heart.
Hey, Atlanta, it's Front Office Lowe's. Ah, yes, spring is in the air. You can hear the birds chirping and see the azaleas blooming. Spring is a time for new beginnings, so jumpstart your curb appeal with new doors and windows from Entry Point Doors and Windows. Entry Point Doors and Windows is Atlanta's best for a reason. They've been locally owned and operated for over 20 years, and their team of industry experts offer the right doors and windows for your budget without the high-pressure sales approach. Schedule your free estimate online at entrypointatlanta.com. That's entrypointatlanta.com.
Every Georgia Tech game is on Atlanta's flagship station for the Yellow Jackets. This is The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. The latest on Yellow Jackets basketball. It's the Damon Stoudemire Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Georgia Tech versus Wake Forest, 9 o'clock tip time tomorrow from Joel Coliseum in Winston-Salem. Can't wait to bring you all the coverage starting with pregame tomorrow at 8:30 on the Georgia Tech Sports Network. It is another edition of the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show. Damon Stoudemire and Andy Demetra. We had talked about Tyjon Claude and Kyle Sturtevant. I know we had touched on Carter Murphy earlier, one of your seniors, got in those final minutes. I know it's probably not the way he envisioned spending his final year, having to miss those 12 games with the ankle injury. But what's made him such an asset to your program, your locker room, Damon, in year one?
The maturity. You know, Carter, he's been through a lot of things. I'm attracted to players like Carter. You know, it's the background for me. You know, he was at Air Force, so you know he's disciplined. You know he's regimented. It's no different. I had a guy when I was at Pacific, Austin Vereen. He came from VMI. Matter of fact, some fans will remember Bubba Palm. Played here at Tech. He was a teammate of Bubba. He was like the fifth starter. He was a glue guy. He came to my team at Pacific as a grad transfer. And from the first, he came in, and day one, day two, I made him my captain. And it was the maturity of it. It was the maturity. It was understanding the moment. It was just being able to have a pulse of what was going on and, you know, and realizing that things aren't always about you, and that's what Carter brought. And the perspective that Carter has, you know, he's going to be very successful down the road. It was a blessing, and I owe a friend of mine, I owe him dinner, because if it wasn't for him, you know, I wouldn't have had him. You know, Carter's from he's an Arizona kid, and, you know, he had got accepted to Tech in the engineering program, and, you know, at most of those military type schools, they don't have that fifth year. It's almost like Ivy League. And so, you know, Carter was here, and, you know, he still wanted to be part of a program. And, you know, I talked to him early, and, you know, he's been heaven sent. I think the guys will tell you that as well. I mean, Carter is, you know, just to me, it just, you know, even some of the games he's come in, I can't remember off the top of my head, but he's always made winning plays for me. Like it doesn't bother me, and it doesn't bother me, you know, what he doesn't do, because I know how much he adds to what we're doing, and people don't even see that. And it's still a lot of season to go, and, you know, he can play a big role coming down the stretch. You know, I will say this, and when he got injured, I remember like it was yesterday, I was mad because we were about to go to Hawaii, and I thought he could have had a great impact on that. We got to the championship game, but I thought he could have had a great impact on those games out there. And he actually, playing against Nevada, he was giving us the scouting report from home.
Was he now?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and Mountain West opponent. Yes, yeah, he probably knows that front and back. Had some big three-pointers for you against Notre Dame. Had a great outing versus Louisville, like you had mentioned. So you said he was already applied and had been accepted into the master's program and then had reached out to you about continuing his career with the team.
Right, yeah, he was coming anyway. So he was going to be at Tech regardless.
How about that?
Yeah, he was going to be here regardless. So when I got the job, I got the phone call. But, yeah, Carter was going to be here anyway. And I would assume that he might have been on the team as well.
Yeah, intramurals I don't think would have suited Carter Murphy. I'm glad that you guys made that connection and he was part of the roster this year. He's Damon Stoudemire. I'm Andy Demetra. You've won three of the last four. And it would have been easy after that stretch you had versus Wake Forest, Louisville, that week for guys to kind of lose the plot and lose hold of the rope. Why has this team been able to turn things around over the last couple weeks?
You know, I think that I can see a standard that's starting to be set. I'll use Tafara as an example. You know, I think that the culture is he's bought into it, so he understands what it's going to be each and every day. And so to do that each and every day, you know, that means I'm going to get on you. That means I'm not going to quit talking. That means you might get tired of me, but it's okay because I'm going to do it every day to get you to where you need to be. And I just think the guys just didn't quit. And, you know, I think about after the Wake game, and we talked and we sat down, and sometimes we had a long talk, and, you know, we won't talk about the things that was talked about and I won't even call it a team meeting. And we just had a kumbaya. It just wasn't, sometimes you don't need to practice. You just need to talk about some things. And to me, if you look over, like you say, the course of the last four games, it seems like the team is more connected. It seems like, they've had a sigh of release. You know, I'll use Kawasi as an example. You know, Kawasi, he went through a tough stretch for about three, four games, but he looked like he right back to where he's been, you know. And I just, you know, the guys, you know, I think that they're loose, and I think that they're playing with a confidence that, you know, when you're losing games, it's hard to have that confidence. It's always one thing to keep talking about, but now you got something to hang their hat on. And, you know, we haven't won two games in a row since December. So, you know, that was big. That's big for us. I said this today on my media call. You know, we're still playing for something. You know, we've proven that we can beat any team in this league on any given day. We've proven that we can lose a game too, but that's a dangerous team. But I think the team that we are right now, I think, is more the team that can beat anybody.
Yeah, love seeing the team round into form. And like we had said earlier on the program, you guys have beaten four of the current top five seeded teams in the ACC, which can certainly bode well for next week in the ACC tournament. But, of course, you got some business to take care of this week, starting tomorrow with the Wake Forest Demon Deacons at 9 o'clock. We'll wrap things up with head coach Damon Stoudamire. Delve a little more into the Demon Deacons, who come in at 10-8 in the ACC. Boy, you got two road games this week against teams that are around the bubble. Some say on the right side, some say a little perilously on the outside. So one extra layer you have to overcome as you look to finish the regular season strong. Final timeout here. We'll wrap up with Damon Stoudamire after this. It's the Damon Stoudamire Coaches Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Atlanta's own New Realm Brewing Company is the official craft beer of Georgia Tech athletics. In the stadium and around ATL, you can find New Realm's delicious Georgia Tech collaboration brews, Ale of an Engineer Golden Ale, and Hella Vienna Lager. Find them near you today by using the beer finder at newrealmbrewing.com and visit New Realm's Atlanta Brewery at 550 Somerset Terrace on the East Side Beltline Trail.
Listen up, Yellow Jackets. Westmar is now leasing for fall 2024. We are excited to announce our partnership with Westmar Lofts. All-inclusive rates and fully furnished apartments located right in the heart of West Midtown. They offer Georgia Tech students a private shuttle service that takes you to campus every day and recently renovated floor plans and amenities. Westmar Lofts offers the lowest rates in the city. Stop by and tour today. Call 404-897-1003 for more information on their current specials for fall 2024.
Looking for the perfect game day or really any day food? Ponco Chicken is your answer. You've never tasted anything as crave-worthy as Ponco's award-winning healthier chicken tenders, sandwiches, and their tacos are off the chain. It's Ponco's unique Japanese-American spin that makes their chicken the crispiest, juiciest, and most flavor-packed chicken you've ever tasted. Ponco also has a large selection of incredible vegan and vegetarian options. With locations throughout the metro area, it's easy to satisfy your healthy craving for the best chicken in Atlanta. Check them out at PoncoChicken.com.
Here comes the Ramblin' Wreck. My family and I love watching Georgia Tech football. Though it's hard to choose between the big screen at home and the excitement of being in the stands. Either way, SCANA Energy's Part of the Action is a proud partner of Georgia Tech. So join SCANA and my family in cheering on the Yellow Jackets this season. Sign up with SCANA today and get up to $100. Call 877-GO-SCANA or visit scanaenergy.com/jackets for details. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply.
Recycle. Compost. Eat local. Eat vegan. Don't use straws. Don't use plastic bags. Don't use hairspray. Drive a hybrid. Drive an electric. With so many ways to help the environment, it could be overwhelming. But the easiest way to make a difference can be as simple as paying your gas bill. With the Greener Life program from Georgia Natural Gas, your natural gas usage is carbon neutral. Join Greener Life to offset the carbon emissions from heating your home and help keep Georgia a little greener. Sign up today at gng.com/green.
With the Kroger app, shopping online with pickup and delivery is the same as shopping in-store. Same low prices, same personalized deals, same rewards on the same high-quality items like Honeycrisp apples and pasta sauce. With no hidden fees or markups, it's one small click for groceries, one big win for busy families everywhere. Start your cart today at Kroger.com. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stream every Georgia Tech game totally free on the all-new Fan app. Download it now for Apple or Android and listen to the Jackets anywhere. This is the Coach Damon Stoudemire Show on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Winding down another Monday of the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show. Along with Damon Stoudemire, I'm Andrew Demantrup. Again, just to set the calendar for this week, Georgia Tech at Wake Forest tomorrow, 9 p.m. tip-off at the Joel Coliseum in Winston-Salem. And then the road show continues for Tech as they head to Charlottesville, John Paul Jones Arena, 8 p.m. tip-off on Saturday, and the rematch with the Virginia Cavaliers. Before we talk about the Demon Deacons, I have to ask you, whenever a new head coach arrives, you not only have to recruit players, you have to re-recruit your existing roster. That being said, was Kyle Sturdivant the easiest recruiting pitch you probably have ever had to give?
Yeah, I didn't even ask him was he coming back. I just knew he was coming back.
he told me, and we talked about this in the show last week, that Kyle is your godson. Kyle told me that he was at the Celtics-Hawks game at State Farm Arena right around this time last year, after the season ended, just there to visit you, to catch up with you. But he saw Jay Batt there, and you know, Jay, hey, Kyle, what's going on? Kyle's like, hey, what are you doing here? And Jay kind of smiles at Kyle and says, well, you'll see. And about a day later, that's when he connected the dots that, oh, something was going on. So, yeah, I think I will opt in for my COVID year after all and get coached by my godfather. Yeah. Can you corroborate that from your side? I know you got to keep those dealings very cloak and dagger. So, Kyle was in the dark, but I'm sure a lot of other people were very close to you.
Yeah, it just kind of happened quick, you know. And so I just – sometimes when stuff happens, you don't want to botch the deal. So, you know, you just kind of keep things to yourself. And I ain't tell nobody.
Oh, really?
I ain't tell nobody. The only person, only people that knew was the Celtics. You know, and that was because they had, you know, Tech had reached out to the Celtics. And so, and then it just so happened that Brad Stevens was on the road trip, that particular road trip. Because it was actually the first game of a six-game road trip. So we were going to be on the road for a minute. And so, yeah, it's just stuff, man. It came together so quick, and it was weird. I mean, not a good weird, you know what I mean? As it was kind of surreal. You know, I've come to Atlanta a bunch of times, and, you know, as a player, as a coach, you know, just a lot of different things. And, you know, I always come and visit, but it's always time to leave. And I say this even now, it's like, you know, it's even been there sometimes now. I walk around and, you know, where Georgia Tech is, I would always stay in that area too, you know. And so just kind of, you know, being and living in the area now and then just walking around, you know, I got my feet firmly on the ground now, so. You know, I look forward to, you know, just getting even more entrenched in the community. But, it was so surreal how everything happened. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's you know, even, you know, as you see some of the, as I see some of the people and, you know, the NBA teams come through, they'll practice at our facility and different things. And just, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, I don't take this for granted. You know, I've had a heck of a life in basketball, and you know, I've been lucky, man, to be in different scenarios as a player and a coach. But this here is, you know, a lot of people say, hey, man, why did you take the job? You know, you coming back to college, you maybe you could have been a pro head coach. I probably could have, you know, but you can't predict it. And to have a job like Georgia Tech, to me, I looked at it like the 32nd pro job. I mean, great city, you know, great support. And, you know, if you win, like, you know, the city will embrace you like none other. So that was the biggest things for me, is I just looked at the big picture. But, yeah, it's still surreal for me as I even wake up in the morning and come around and, you know, my son goes, my youngest son goes to Barry. And, you know, my oldest son, he's online at Georgia State. And it's just like, it's even surreal just being around them now and seeing them and just they pop up at my place. Like, that's just like, I just, you know, it's sometimes you got to pinch yourself, you know.
They're raiding the refrigerator when they pop in, though, don't they?
Raiding the refrigerator, asking for money. I'm just so accessible now, boys. Like, it used to be a little different when you know, you know those money apps, you know. But when you're accessible, boys, it's a little different.
Institute the allowance again? What do we got?
too old for a lounge. You got to give me a rhyme to reason of why you need something now.
Well, that's great. We appreciate the sentiment. I know you've been very grateful for the support of Georgia Tech fans. Like we said, always great to close down McCamus Pavilion on the high note of the win, and now looking to build on that tomorrow night against the Wake Forest Demon Deacons. And I know we may not want to revisit that first matchup versus the Demon Deacons, but we have to. What do you take away? What will need to be done at a more consistent level? I know the easy answer is everything, but, you know, specifically on offense, because Wake Forest, you're one of three teams they have held below 30% in ACC play this year. Offensively, what do you need to manage better against the way that, that the Demon Deacons defended you?
Just move the ball. I'm just telling you, when we don't move the ball, we don't share it, we're not as good. When we share the ball with each other, we're a really good team. And, you know, I just think, you know, it's hard to take any positives from the game, so you just kind of throw it out. But I'll say this, other than sharing the ball in the defensive end, we got to do a better job in transition of finding their shooters, specifically Carr. When you play against a stretch four, you know, so to speak, you know, you have most of the time when you have two guys, and later we'll be better equipped with Tafar in there to start the game. But you got to communicate and you got to talk, and he got away from us. So what happens is when you got us missing shots, them sprinting out, you know, we're in rotation, and we got to do a better job transition defense. I didn't think that was good.
Yeah, that was the thing in remembering that first game. They got defensive rebounds, yeah, and they were flying up the floor from the opening tip.
Yes.
They typically play with deep drops on pick and rolls, but I remember your guards really kind of getting smothered on those hedges. Was that something in their normal MO defensively?
Well, I think that, again, they try to take away, you know, Nate and Miles and Kyle. But I just didn't think we did a good – I didn't think we played with pace and speed. Like, I watched the game. You know, I watched the first half, I should say. And we just didn't have no energy. They had way more energy. They were flying up and down the floor. And it's not like we haven't seen that type of defense before. So I just think we got to play with better energy. You know what I mean? Like, on both ends of the floor, we got to have just a lot better energy.
Final minute and a half of the program. Give us the breakdown again of Hunter Saddles. He's third in the ACC in scoring. He could be a potential first-team all-ACC guard. And then you pair him with Boopie Miller. That's as dynamic a scoring tandem as you may find in the ACC. Hunter Saddles, though, what makes him a hard guard?
You know, his size, his strength, you know, the way he's able to get downhill. And the biggest thing for him is he's shooting the ball well from the outside. So he's been shooting the three ball well. And Miller, you know, jitterbug, you know, just like, you know, Burden from Notre Dame, those guys, you know, really good at keeping his dribble alive, making plays. You know, they do a great job of playing off each other.
You're facing two bubble teams on their home court this week. Do the players know about that, that it'll take an extra sense of urgency, edge, beyond what they already know they have to bring if they want to get a win this week?
Yeah, well, I've told them, you know, and we've talked about it. We talked about it today. This is the ACC tournament for us. So, you know, we're taking, you know, both games this week is that, you know. So it's a good test for us, and we know we're going to definitely get these guys best hit because of, you know, what they're playing for, you know. So we got to be ready tomorrow night against Wake.
I can't wait. 9 o'clock is when the ball's in the air, and on that we wrap up this week's edition of the Damon Stoudemire Coaches Show. Coach, always appreciate it.
Thank you, Andy.
He's Damon. I'm Andy. We'll talk to you next time on the Damon Stoudemire Show.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation, like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.